迎您收听世外桃源。
这个节目是由九十九只羊广播电台在德州休斯顿制作，朱恩蒙、贝玉东、费扬与团队同工们联合主持，每逢周一到周五中午12点到下午1点在1320台播出。我们的留言电话是281-561-9747，网站是 swtychina.com swtychina.com， 欢迎您与我们联络。
听众朋友您好，欢迎您来到世外桃源，我是朱恩蒙。今天我们很特别，我们有很多很多啊，那个暑期青少年传福音活动的这个年轻的宣道士啊，这些十几岁的孩子来到我们节目里面，我们要一个一个的访问他。昨天我们访问过啊Darlene阿姨啊，Yesterday we interviewed Anne Darlene， so today we're going to interview her disciples， the disciples of Jesus Christ。Now whom do we start？ 我们从谁开始？Who's going to be first?
Erica.
Erica, tell us, where do you come from? What's your full name and what is your age?
My name is Erica Nicole Jaman Joku.
Say that name again.
Erica.
Uh-huh.
Nicole. Ijama. Yes, Njoku.
Njoku.
Yes.
Ijama Njoku.
Yes.
Cool name.
I'm 17 years old.
And 17岁.
I'm originally from Houston, Texas. But
我就是在休斯顿生的。You're born in Houston?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
My dad is from Nigeria.
Oh, 他的父母亲是从这个奈及利亚来的。So which church do you go?
I go to Redeemed Christian Church of God, Dominion Chapel.
他去这个 Redeemed Church, 就是这个救赎者教会。So you're in high school as well? 你在高中念书吗？
I just graduated from high school. I'm going to college.
Just graduate?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now which college are you going to? 你去哪个
学？ University of Pittsburgh.
University of Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh, 这么远啊? It's far.
Yes.
You happy to leave home?
Yes.
Okay, don't let your mom know about it. 别告诉你妈妈。So, what urged you to join Darlene's summer mission, and how do you feel about it?
Well, I first came like 2 summers ago.
2年以前我可以参加。
And I came for like a week, and like everyone else, all the other teenagers were really nice, and then we went out to the club, and it was a lot of fun. And then I came back next year, and I did like a couple more weeks.And that was also fun, just like to go out and witness to people or to children about God was quite interesting.
是非常喜乐的一件事情。
And Bambi originally invited me, so that was nice of her.
Bambi 最早是她带我来的。
And then I came back this summer because I really enjoyed the past 2 years and I enjoyed the play, the witness. Hopefully I'll have the opportunity to do that this year and actually participate in the play.
Wow, that's wonderful. So 今年是他第三年回来，而且他们这个完了之后还会演一个音乐剧啊，叫做《见证人》。Now tell us what is the most memorable event or moment this summer?
Okay, definitely, I would say, last week at the apartments we went to called Linux Court, a lot of the children were Hispanic and probably just the fact that they still came to the club even though they didn't really understand English. And I was able to use my minimal Spanish skills to speak with them enough so they could understand.
So you did use your Spanish to teach as well?
Oh, yes. Well, actually translate what Kevin was preaching.
So Kevin was translating
yes,
for you.
Yes, and I was able to...
So
oh, no, he was doing the lesson and I was...
So he was teaching the lesson you're translating. Yes. 所以他就很费力地能够把这个课教完。
And I was able to like, encourage them all to give their lives to Christ. And
然后我就邀请他们来信主。
Those that spoke Spanish, they were still able to participate.Mm-hmm. And also the fact that at one day, like the whole, all the children came,、mm-hmm. and there was also like teenagers and like a、mm-hmm. lady that was like 21 years old. She
came. 21岁的太太，还有一个20岁的小孩。
And they all gave their lives
to
Christ.
They all gave their lives to Christ. 他们全都接受主。
That was quite the best part of it.
So you really were very excited.
Yes, I was.
Well, praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. How about yourself? When did you accept Christ? 你自己什么时候接受主?
When I was younger, like in church, I've been in church all my life, and I was younger, and I was probably about 7, and I gave
birth. 我七八岁的时候接受主。 Do you remember how it felt like? I mean, did you notice immediate change in your life when you accept Christ? 你接受主的时候，马上就不一样了。
Not really when I was 7, but I would say, like, it was like, okay, I've always been the type to go out and tell people about God, even like at school and stuff, so it was never so much of a change as it was.
但是我信主之后，我真的就常常出去做见证。我就是一直非常非常喜欢去为主做见证。 Well, that is wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, our best wishes to you.
Thank you.
And don't stop this good work in Pittsburgh.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Who's next?
I'll do it.
What's your name?
Shelby Wilson.
Shelby Wilson. Welcome to the club. How old are you?
I'm 16.
You're 16. Where do you come from?
I live in Houston, but I was born in Oxford, Ohio.
他是在俄亥俄州生的。 When did you move to Houston?
When I was 5.
You were 5 when you moved to Houston?
When you're from...
Good. Do you like Houston better than Ohio? I hope so.
Yeah, it's a little more humid, but...
我蛮喜欢 Houston. When did you start joining Ann Darling's summer mission?
Started this summer with the CYA. I was a JT for like a month in the beginning, but then like at the beginning of the school year. But then this summer I did the CYA.
So this is the first year. So 今年是你第一年参加. Well, how do you like it?
It's been a lot of fun, a lot of new friends.
很有意思，我交了好多新的朋友. My understanding is your father is a minister.
My father is a youth pastor of the church I attend.
Which church is that?
The Crossing Church of the Nazarene.
Crossing Church of Nazarene, 拿撒勒人的这个十字路教会，他的父亲是那边青少年的牧师。 So you've been a Christian all your life, I suppose.
Well, I was raised in a Christian home. I became a Christian when I was 5.
我五岁的时候接受主。 I'm pretty sure you were participating in a lot of gospel activities.
We had a lot of VBSs.
VBS, 暑期圣经学校. How's this one different?
VBS is kind of the same as the 5-day clubs. Just I really like the technique, the wordless book, how it's incorporated into the lessons. That was even new for me to learn this summer. I mean, I've heard the gospel presentation, but never like that, like broken down so easily.
Yeah, 好像我们这个活动跟一般的暑期圣经学校比起来，能够把福音讲得特别特别的清楚，我学到很多以前没有学到的东西. So you went to apartments, nurseries every day.
Yes.
Was it hard for you?
I think the first couple times it was like nerve-wracking, but then like the kids at the end, they're like, we love you, we love you, so it was a lot of fun.
刚开始去这个公寓或者是去这个托儿园教的时候呢，蛮紧张的，可是后来这些小孩子，因为他很喜欢我们，他就会跟我们说，我们爱你啊，什么你就比较轻松一点。 Tell us a story or so that was most remarkable for you, most memorable for you this summer.
My most memorable had to be the first week I was here with I love meeting new people, that's my thing. And staying at the host home, and some of the guys were just really funny, and just there's not really one specific moment, it's just like the whole week in general was just really memorable, and
a
lot of the jokes and the stories that we told, it was a lot of fun.
我们一大堆年轻的孩子在一起，都为了传福音，然后有在一起生活，真的是很有意思。 Are you coming back next year?
Yes, definitely.
Are you graduating from high school or this
year? No, I'll be a junior this fall.
You'll be junior this fall. So what do you want to be after you graduate?
I plan on being a missionary. I don't know where yet, but I plan on being a missionary, and I'm going to be a nurse practitioner.
A nurse practitioner. 所以他希望能够在护理方面能够有一些的进修。他今年是高二，然后他很想带着他这个技术去做一个宣道士。 Are you thinking about child evangelism? Or about?
I'm not really sure quite yet, but it's definitely a route because of CYA. It's definitely something I'm looking into.
Yeah, 但是因为这次的经验，我绝对我会把这个事情摆在心里面祷告。 Well, that is wonderful.
Thank you
for coming to the program.
Thank you.
谢谢。 Now, we still have quite a few girls sitting in the room. You want to say your name one by one?
Hi, my name is Francis Wing.
Francis Wing? Do you have a Chinese name?
Wang Qingci.
Wang Qingci, 怎么写？你会不会写？
Yes.
Yes?
It looks really ugly, though.
Okay, that's nice. How old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12? Well, you're young.
But
you look so mature.
No. Hi, my name is Towo Baba Yami.
Towo Baba Yami. Hey, I know that name. Your Bambi sister.
Yeah, Bambi sister.
You're from Nigeria. Wonderful. Now, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
You're also 12 years old. 也是12岁. Wow. So this is your first year, second year, third year?
This is like my third year, but how? This is my first year in CYA.
How about you, Francis?
Oh, this is my third year too.
It's also your third year. 他们都已经参加这个，从比较小的时候就接受训练，现在已经第三年了。Well, there's another girl right beside you. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Toby Babayami.
Well, we just had that name. 这两个是双胞胎，长得一模一样。You were sisters.
Yeah, twins.
How old are you?
12.
Well, if you were twin, you must be 12.他们是孪生的，这两个女孩非常可爱。You're both 12, you're both in Darlene's mission. The entire family is in here. How big is your family? 你们家里有几个孩子？
We have two adults and five children. So
two adults and five children. Niwa counts as adult children.
Three adults then.
Three adults, okay. Okay, 他们有个大哥哥，父母亲，所以他们家里家庭很大。How do you two like this summer mission?
Well, this summer...It was really,
今年夏天
Oh, this summer it was really fun because I got to be a CYA.
今年我是第一次可以做这个小宣道士，以前我都是在做小跟班的。
And at first it was kind of scary because you know everybody else.
开头是蛮害怕的，因为其他的人都年纪比我大一点。
So like I felt like, oh, I'm the youngest one. Like,
我还年纪太小
了。But I found out that it was really fun, you know.
我很快就发现说这个真的是很有意思。
And I had lots of funny memories and you know, lots of inside jokes and cool stuff. And I was really happy because I got to meet so many children.
然后尤其我可以跟很多很多的小孩子在一起，因为小孩子很可爱。Let me finish introducing everybody first. Who's the next girl?
Hello, my name is Haley Litt.
Your name is Haley what?
Litt.
Litt. Are you a Chinese?
Yes, sir.
Aha. 你有没有中文名字呢？你没有中文名字啊 ？I'm going to ask your mom.
I speak Cantonese.
Oh, you speak Cantonese. Okay, say something Cantonese to everybody.
No, my Cantonese is very bad.
Your Cantonese is very bad.
Yes.
Well, we talked to your mom in the program the other day, right?
Yeah.
对不对？我们访问到她的母亲就是 Heidi. How old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
You're 14 years old, and you're shorter than all these 12 years. 你十四岁可是没有比你十二岁的人高。
I come from a very short family. My mom did too.
因为我妈妈也很矮，所以我也很矮。So your mom has been with Anne Darling for about 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah, 她妈妈已经跟 Anne Darling 在一起。So you have been with her also 4 years. So this is your second year, third year being missionary?
Let's see, my second year as a teacher.
So 我在教课的话是第二年，可是我参加这个活动已经参加了四年了。Now there's another girl back there. What's your name?
Melissa Fu.
Melissa Fu. This name sounds so familiar. Melissa Fu. Oh, you're from Chinese Christian Church, 对不对？
对。
你是华人基督徒教会。你的中文名字是什么？
傅苏佳。
傅苏佳。How old are you?
11。
You're only 11, 这是你第一次参加吗？
嗯哼。
所以你是做 missionary 呢，还是做 JT? 你是跟班的，还是去教课的？
我是个 JT。
你是 JT 啊？ Do you like to be a JT? 好不好玩？
Yeah.
很好玩。Okay, there's another girl on the corner. What's your name?
Mimi Tuan.
Mimi Tuan. Never heard of it. How old are you?
I'm 14.
You're 14, 14岁. Is this your first year, second year?
It's my first year as a CYA, but I've been involved in the JT thing for several years.
就是我第一年出来跟着他们传福音，但是我以前也曾经参加过他们这个小小孩的训练。Okay, now this is how we're going to do it. Each of you will tell us a most interesting story that happened this year, or some of the most memorable moments.Or whatever you learned, or you want to say something about Anne Darling, or your mom. Okay, who want to start? 谁要开始讲一讲你们今年发生的事情 ？Okay. Toby.
I'm gonna start by saying the most best thing that's happened to me this year.
我要讲一讲对我来说最蒙福的一件事情。
Well, we went to the nursing home.
我们有一次我们到这个老人院。
And when we got there, like, everyone was so cool because the people, they started singing, I'm Gonna Let It Shine, that song. And, like, that was their favorite song.
然后大家就开始唱歌。
And it was, like, so cool to see how old people actually interact with young people.
然后我看见这些老先生老太太, 他们就跟我们一起做动作, 他们很高兴我们去。
And when we were talking with them and how they were singing, they didn't really seem so old. Even though they looked old, they weren't really that.
然后他们看起来年纪很大, 可是当我们开始跟他们唱歌, 跟他们一起讲话的时候, 突然他们看起来好像年纪不大了,好像跟我们一样。
And so we got to like push them around and tell them the this book and stuff. And it was really fun.
然后我们他们很多人坐在轮椅里面, 我们就推着轮椅, 陪他们, 然后跟他们讲这个无字天书, 这个福音的信息。
And then I wasn't there for this, but Aaron, he played the recorder for them.
所以我在里边, 然后我们还有一个同工是 Aaron, 他就吹那个小笛子给他们听。
And he played Amazing Grace.
他就吹那个奇异恩典。
And that was really fun.
这个真的是很有意思. So to you, it is a very touching moment. It's quite different, right?
It was like really touching. It's a touching scene for me. Mm. And like I started getting more knowledge on how old people actually, they're not just too old. They can do things that some younger people can do.
So. 因为我突然觉得很感动, 就是我好像突然开始了解到什么是一个年纪大的人, 他们并不是像我们所想象的样子, 他们也是人, 然后我开始觉得跟他们中间有沟通, 这对我来说是一个非常有意义的事情。 Well, that's good. How about your sister?
Well, actually the most memorable moment
对我来讲最有意义的时刻是
was when I went to the nursing home.
也是到这个, I know you're 20, are you going to say the exactly same thing?
No.
No. Okay. 我也是说到老人院去。
This is kind of like a story. I went to the special unit.
这是一个故事, 我们是到一个特别的病房去。
In the nursing home with Melissa.
跟Melissa一起去。
And there's this guy in a hat.
然后有一个老人戴着一个帽子。
And at first, this guy, he couldn't speak, like, he was mute, he couldn't talk.
他好像是一个 哑巴, 他不会讲话。
And so Melissa was telling him the word this book, and I was helping her out a little bit.
所以Melissa在跟他们解释这个无字, 在跟那个老先生解释无字天书啊, 怎么样我们是个罪人, 怎么接受主啊, 然后我在帮助Melissa。
And I could tell that he really understood everything because of his eyes and the way he was like nodding his head.
那我看他的眼神, 我看他的一直点头, 我觉得他真的是了解我们在说的是什么。
And he prayed the prayer for salvation in his head. He was trying to say the words.
他虽然不会讲话, 他讲不出话来, 可是他就真的跟我们祷告。
And so immediately after we closed the prayer, he was able to speak. Yeah.
然后我们祷告完, 突然他就开始说话。
He was saying stuff like, oh, I'm so happy. And
他说我很高兴,
and
我,
can I have a Bible?
我可不可以有一本圣经?
Actually, that was the first thing he said, can I have a Bible?
他第一句话, 他说我可不可以有一本圣经?
And so it was really amazing.
Wow, 这真的是很有意思, 真是感谢主的意思。 So Melissa, you were there.
Yeah.
Witness. Wow. Was he a Caucasian, an Asian?
He was Hispanic.
He's Hispanic. 他是一个西班牙裔的人。 How old is he? Can you tell?
He was like 50.
It's not really that old.
No.
他并不真的这么老, 50几岁而已, but he wasn't able to talk.
No.
That's remarkable. So Melissa, do we have another story? Sorry about your dad. How about you, Francis?
My favorite daycare I went to.
我最喜欢的一件事情是到一个托儿所。
There was a place called Seasons in the Sun.
Jesus and the Sun.
Seasons.
A Seasons in the Sun. Oh, 在太阳里面的四季, 这是一个, so this was a daycare center.
Yes, it was.
是一个幼儿园。
And I really liked it because the kids, they're always happy and they're always wanting to see us and they're really like wanting to grow in Christ.
And, 所以那边的小孩很乖, 很喜欢我们, 然后他们很喜欢听我们课。
And, well, my friend's memory at Xiaoping Ai's house, which is the host home.
那我们住在这个, 小平阿姨, 因为小平阿姨把他们的房子打开, 所以我们这些, 十几岁的孩子呢, 尤其女孩子, 大家可以在那边休息, 在那边, 如果在那边睡也可以。
We're just, you know, staying up a little bit at night and just talking with my best friend.
然后我们在那住的时候就可以偷偷的在那边讲话。
Yep, yeah.
And Dolly know about this? So this is a lot more fun than go to school, right?
Yeah, a lot more fun.
上学好玩多了。
Because you're learning more about God and you have a better relationship while you're here. And you get to, like, preach the gospel here and at school. really boring.
所以你在这边你可以也对主的知识有长进, 你可以学福音, 你可以传福音, 上学不一样, 上学是蛮无聊的。 Okay, Mimi.
Yes.
What do you have to say? 你有什么故事讲给我们听?
I kind of just want to talk about my first week as a CYIAer. I mean,
我就想讲一讲我第一周开始传道的时候的那个感受。
Because like first, we had 1 week of training and they taught us how to conduct a club.
我们开始的时候他就给我们一周的训练, 然后就告诉我们说怎么去把这个课堂控制住。
And then the next week was like a trial week for us. They sent us out into daycare.
然后他马上就把我们送到这个托儿园去了，送到幼儿园去了。
So I got sent to this place called Vanguard Academy.
然后他们送我们到一个地方叫做 Vanguard Academy, 这是一个托儿所。
And I think during that week, the training was the most intense.
所以那个礼拜对我来说是最吃力的一个训练。
Because every single night after the club, you would go home and you would get evaluated for the next day's
stuff. 因为我们不单要去做实习，回来了呢，老师还给我们打分数，啊。
Yeah, and it was hard. I found it kind of harder to meet up to standards because I'd grown up with Aunt Darlene all my life, and in my eyes, she's like the gospel queen. So I have this picture in my head of how I should present it. And so Aunt Darlene comes into my mind and I'm thinking, goodness, I can't do that. So when I started teaching the actual kids at Vanguard, I was really, really nervous, I caught myself kind of with shaky hands, this and that sometimes. And I was thinking, But then I was really encouraged at the end of the first day because like 10 kids came for counseling.
然后可是我就觉得非常非常受到鼓励，因为第一天我教完居然有10个小孩愿意接受主。
So, by the second or third day, most of my stage fright had disappeared.
那到第二天、第三天，我这个怯场的感觉就不见了。
And I was really touched by all the kids and how they would get attached to me because, like starting on the second or third day, they would start greeting me in the morning by saying, "Good morning, Miss Mimi," and it really made my day.
让我非常非常开心，非常心情愉快，就这些可爱的小孩子。到第二天、第三天我来的时候，他们就会跟我说，哎呀，咪咪小姐，你早啊。
And so it kind of takes your stage fright away because they have all this friendliness in their voice, and you're thinking, how can they think anything wrong about you when they greet you that way?
让他们对你这么好，他们这么可爱的时候，就把你那个紧张害怕拿掉了。
And so like at the end of the week on Friday, I was closing out my club, and then so I had to say goodbye to all of them, and I was kind of sad because it was my first club ever that I taught myself.
到了星期五最后一堂课的时候，我都心里面觉得很伤感，因为这是我第一个教的一群孩子，然后我需要走了。What did they say to you?
Well, they didn't say much. It was mostly action. They started climbing on me.
他们没有讲话，他们过来抱我，爬到我身上。<laughs>
Yeah. Well, I was laughing and I was hugging them back, and I was really happy, but I was just thinking, so this is what it's like for the entire summer. I'm going to be doing this 3 days a week, 3 times a week.
然后我一面心里面在想说，啊，这就是我今年的夏天，我一个礼拜每天要教3堂课。
Yeah, so it's going to be like this for the entire summer, and so here I am now, and it's almost the end of the summer, and I still kind of feel the same way.
回头一看呢，现在夏天都已经快结束了，可是那个喜悦的感觉，那个让我开心的感觉还是在我的心里。 So you would say this is the best summer ever?
Yes, and the most productive one.
这对我来说是最有成果、最有成绩的一个夏天了。 Well, otherwise, what would you do at home?
Sleep.
要不然我就在家睡觉。 Was this more fun than go to school to you?
Anything's more fun than school for me.
对我来讲，只要不是上学，什么都好。 Okay, who's next?
Haley,
tell us about your summer.
I guess like I don't really have a most memorable moment, but
对我来讲，好像没有一个特别的事情。可是呢，
I think all of it is pretty memorable, but
这个整个夏天都成为我非常珍贵的记忆。
I just really want to thank God for help, using me as
我就很想感谢主，他怎么样使用我
as His servant and
用我来做他的一个使女，作为他的一个仆人。
just giving me this opportunity to do his work.
给我这个机会来做他的工。
I also want to thank him because he let me do this CYA program.
那我也很高兴，我真的是感谢主，让他能够让我参加这个传福音的活动。
And yes, this is definitely way better than school.
Yeah, 这个比上学要好多了。Okay, now, how about sing us a song, all you girls?
Sing a song.
Yeah, sing a song. Sing a CYA song.
Ready, go.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
In a circle, we turn round and round, touching others with the love we found, reaching to the lost and ones we're bound. In a circle, we turn round and round.
Yay!
朋友您好，我们访问了一群女孩子参加这个暑晴青少年传福音活动。今天我们要来访问这群男孩子。那你叫什么名字 ？What is your name？
志康。
志康 ，Can you just do the whole thing in Chinese？No
。
我听你讲的中文讲的蛮好的嘛。What's your English name then？
叫志康。
你的英文名字是叫志康？
对。
Okay， do you know what 志康 means in English？
Wisdom and health。
Where do you come from? 你从哪里来？
中国。
你从中国？你在美国生的吗？
不是，在中国住了六年吧。
六岁才到美国来。
啊、对。
哦，那挺好。那你中国话讲的不错啊。
还行吧，能凑合吧。
能凑合。你来就直接来到休斯顿吗？
我现在住在 Austin， 住了五年了。
你现在还住在 Austin？
No， 我现在住了两年了。
你在休斯顿住两年，在 Austin 住了五年。那这是你第几年参加的？
第二年。
第二年，你喜欢吗？
挺好的，
我听说你是最调皮的一个，是吧？
那边还有人，
那边还有。这个夏天你学到什么？
觉得就是依靠主吧。
依靠主怎么说呢？这个依靠主这个话太空了，你讲实际。
就是很多时候不耐烦吧，因为有很多、
有很多的情绪需要发泄，
是吧？对，就是很生气，感动自己的事情。
你什么时候信主的？
我12岁的时候刚好是我的生日，也刚好是那个复活节、我就那个下去了。
然后你就下去了，你就说你是信主了，还是你受洗了？
对，受洗。
你受洗了。Okay. 你觉得对你这个孩子，你受洗之后对你有没有什么改变？
就神多跟我说话，就
他真的跟你说话。
对，因为如果我干错了，我以前如果我干错了东西呢，我就没感觉。我说哎，每个小孩都这样子。可是呢，然后现在干错事情，神就告诉我这样子不是不对，而是对吗？
所以你自己就会责备自己。
对。
是啊，那你爸妈应该挺开心的。
责备的时候才开心。
好的 ，Well，、那 Let's go to your friends. Too bad they can't understand what you said. Kevin.
Okay.
你什么名字啊？几岁啊
？I'm Kevin and I'm 14.
你14岁。So, how long have you been in Houston?
About
来休斯顿多少年了？
5 years? No.
五年？四五年，差不多，差不多。那你什么时候信主的呢？
When I was 7 in San Antonio.
七岁的时候在 San Antonio. Yeah, I remember you when you were young.
Yeah.
You're a lot cuter back then. 你就是慧玲的孩子，对不
对,
对？前几天我们访问慧玲姐妹，你就是她的孩子。对你来讲，这个信主以后有没有什么改变 ？Have you noticed any change within you after you became a Christian?
At first, not really.
开始的时候是没有。When did it start to be obvious?
When I moved to Houston.
你搬到休斯顿来之后，你开始感觉到不一样。In what way? 怎么回事？
I started to read my Bible more.
你开始念你的圣经。I mean, was your mom asked you to do so, or you just start?
I just started.
你就自己开始读圣经了。那后来呢？
Then later on, I got the idea of baptism.
So 你自己开始想要受洗。
Yeah. But then at first, I was kind of not sure if I should.
开始的时候我不太确定我是不是应该受洗。
But then, because I thought that I was doing it for the wrong reason.
Why did you say so? 为什么你说你好像动机不对？
It was more like I was pressured to do it.
觉得有点压力，是不是？因为你的 because your friends were baptized, or your parents want you to be baptized?
Yeah, my parents.
你的父母亲想要你受洗。
But then later on, I had the right reason to do it.
那后来你自己就开始有自己里面有个体会。What was the right reason for you?
I saw that my life, I should.It's not my life, but it should be God's life, and I should be separated from this world.
我开始发现说，我的生活其实应该是主借着我而活，并且我应该与这个世界有所分别。
Well, that's wonderful. Oh, thank you.
So when did you start joining this TTYA?
My friend Enoch.
Enoch, I know that guy. Yes, hi Enoch.If you're listening, that's Antonio 的一个好朋友。
Yeah, my best friend.
他开始带你进来。
Yeah, I started as a JT, like.
你也是从这个小小孩受训开始。
And then the next year I became a teacher.
Well, you must be a very advanced student then, huh?
Well, I was really old when I was like.
Okay,
JT.
所以你是年纪比较大，你十一岁，所以说 you were what 12 when you were JT.
Yeah.
Okay, so you at age 13 you start teaching. So this is your what? 这是你第几年开始教？
Third year.
The third year. So you are a seasoned teacher. You're a very experienced teacher, huh?
Sort of.
你很有经验。Now tell us a little bit about it. What have you learned in these 3 years, and what do you want to share with our audience?
During my 3 years, I saw that
这三年以来
that trusting God is really important.
我自己学到依靠神是非常重要。You sound like a preacher. Give us some example. Why did you say that?
Like just a couple weeks ago,
在一礼拜以前
we didn't have any food at all.
我们一点食物都没有。
And so we didn't know what to do.
我们也不知道怎么办。
And then, I prayed and just prayed to God that, you know, We don't need food, but it'd be nice if we had food.
我就在祷告说我们不知道吃什么。You mean the group, entire group that doesn't have enough food to eat?
No, we didn't have food at all.
你们真的是没有东西吃。
And so, but then...
你开始祷告。
Yeah, but then a couple minutes later, we had all this food, like fried chicken and pizza.
几分钟之后突然这个食物就来。What happened?
I don't remember, but some lady brought it, and some...
就教会的姐妹开始买东西来。And now, ever since then, the food has been abundantly overflowing. So you try to tell our audience to become a Christian is pray for your food?
No, it's not that.
所以信主就是要祷告有吃的东西，那不是的话是什么？
Well, becoming a Christian is like you have to believe that Jesus died for your sins.
信主的意思是说，你必须相信你是一个罪人，而耶稣为你的罪死了。
And you have to admit that you've done these sins before.
那你必须向神承认你所做的这些是罪。
The next thing that you have to do is call him into your heart.
然后下一件你应该做的事情是，你要呼求耶稣，让他进到你的心里面来。
So that's the way you should. If you have done those things, then you have accepted Jesus as your Savior.
如果你这样做的话，那你就接受耶稣做了你的救主。
And the next thing God wants you to do is to know more about your.
那当然，除此之外，继续你应该继续的认识神，这是神对我们的心。
And one of the things He taught me is to just trust Him and not doubt it.
那神所教导我的事情就是说，不要怀疑，只要不断的相信他。So far this year, how many kids have you led to Christ?
I've lost count.
我没有在数。Just give us an approximate number each summer about how many each of you.As a group.
As a whole group or the
CYA? Yeah, looks like this summer so far.
Like a couple thousand, right? A couple thousand.
A couple
thousand.
总共一千。
总共上千人。 总共上千人。So, would you recommend other kids to join this program next
time? Yeah, it's really awesome. You have a lot of fellowship with your friends and stuff. You get to meet new people.
Yeah, 你会认识到很多新的朋友，所以我很鼓励年轻的朋友们在明年能够参加我们。
And these friends really care about you, and they'll be there when you need them.
那这些真的是好朋友，我们彼此非常非常的接纳，非常的照顾。
And you also meet Uncle Dan and Aunt Darlene.
你也会认识 Uncle Dan 跟 Darlene 阿姨。Tell us about them.
They
What's
are,
your impression about them?
They can be strict sometimes.
他们有时候很严的。
But
stricter than your mom?
Yes.
你妈还严啊。In what way?
That's a good thing though. In what way? They'll,
我们其实很需要这个。
They'll show you things that you've never seen before about yourself that aren't good.
就是说有一些我们自己的缺点我从来不知道的，可是导就会指出来。
Yeah.
Like, can you give us an example?
Like friendship, like friends and stuff. Like,
交朋友。
Sometimes we have too much fellowship with each other.
有的时候我们太过头了。
And so we're putting that before.
就是有点玩疯了。
Yeah, 对。We're putting that before God's work.
我们实际上是来传福音的，不是来这边玩的，可是有的时候会过头了。
And we're not like helping our like leaders and stuff. Well,
我们有的时候就没有成为一个很好的工作的团队。那这时候导林就会提醒我们。
But she's a great leader, and so is Uncle Dan.
Yeah, 他跟 Uncle Dan 他们是一个非常非常好的带领我们的导师。Well, we thank you. So glad to have you in our program. Who's next?
I'm Jesse.
Jesse.
14.
You're 14. Hey, you look so familiar. Did I just talk to your sister?
Yeah.
所以你的妈妈就是海里，是不是？你和你妹妹是，你是哥哥还是妹妹 ？Which one is older?
Haley. By one.
Okay. By one minute. 所以你的姐姐比你早生出来一分钟。Well, that's one minute you'll never catch up. 就赶不上了。所以你和她一样是14岁。You're also 14.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is also your like fourth year and second year teaching.
This is yeah. That's right.
Yeah, 他也是参加了四年，第二年来教。Now, what do you want to tell us about it? What does it mean for you to be a Christian? 对你来说，什么是信主？
I guess it just means that you serve God.
你要服侍主。
And you love God.
并且你爱主。
With all your heart, and you do it under whatever
you can. 用你的全心尽力的来爱他，来服侍他。Is he real to you? You are only 14. Is God real to you? 神对你来说是真的吗？
Well, when I was first a Christian,
我刚开始信主。
He wasn't very there. He wasn't very.
好像不是很清楚。But when did it become clear to you?
I think last year when I started teaching.
当我开始教的时候，他开始对我变得真实。Can you give us more detail about what happened?
I guess I just learned that I have to rely on God.
我开始知道需要依靠神。
And that I can't do anything by myself.
如果靠着自己的话是一点东西。I guess to teach little kids actually is very challenging. Yeah, you can prepare all your lessons. 你可以准备好的课，小孩子不见得会听 ，but the kids not necessarily listen to you. Does your mom notice your change? 你的母亲有没有看到你的改变？
I think she has.
I think she has. 我觉得是有。
Because I used to have a very big temper tantrum.
你很会乱发脾气啊。But you were little, you were kind of,
Like, at home, I was
我在家的时候
very horrible.
很不乖。
But when I was around, like, other people,
I was... 我在别人面前可能是一个好孩子。Yeah, I always want to understand that, because I seem to have the same problem in my household. My daughter is always perfect outside. What were you thinking? So when you are not good, you know that you are not good. 你在家你不乖的时候，你知道你不乖。Were you intentionally to be bad or what? 你是故意不乖还是怎么样？
Yeah, I guess.
Now, what do you get out of it?
I don't know.
你为什么要这样？
Because my parents were very strict on me.
所以你的父母亲蛮严格的。
They love me. And,
你又知道他们很爱你。
I guess I push their limits. Like,
你就再试试看他们到底有多大的耐心。
I try to see what I can get out of them.
Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Yeah, that's the funny part. You know it doesn't work. We know it doesn't work, but you guys keep doing it. 可是信主之后, after you become a Christian, gradually you kind of outgrow it. Was it?
Yeah.
Is it the right word? Well, you start to see more meaning in life. You find more meaningful things to do. Meaningful way to express yourself.Right? 你信主之后逐渐逐渐就长大了，就把这种小孩子的事情丢掉了。Actually, it's accomplished nothing. It doesn't mean anything. But you just have to do it.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up? 你长大了做什么?
I'm not really sure.
You're not really sure.
Whatever God wants.
Okay, 我相信主会带领我。Well, that's very, very good. Thank you for coming to the program.
You're welcome.
Good to have you.Now we have two more brothers. Who's going to go first? What is your name?
It's Tiwa.
Tiwa. You have to speak a little louder.
Okay. Tiwa.
Tiwa. It sounds like a song. What does it mean?
It means, that's not my, that's half my name.
Yeah, I know it's half my name, but you all have a long name. The Lord is ours.
The Lord is ours.
The Lord is ours. What a great name. What a great name.Yeah, so you also from Nigeria.
Yes,
Nigeria. Yeah, I just talked to your two sisters. So how old are you again?
I'm 15.
你十五岁. So you have been with Aunt Dolly for 4 years. So this is your second, third year teaching?
Second year.
Yeah, 这是第二年教. Tell us something that happened to you while you were teaching. Yeah, that was memorable.
The joy, I haven't had any other greater joy. Like whenever you lead a child to Christ,I heard people talk about it, I was like, yeah.
就那个喜乐，当我带一个孩子信主的时候。
Just recently, like, when I lead some special children, when I lead to Christ, like, I don't know, I can't describe, I have this joy in my heart. Nothing else can feel.
我以前听人家讲说带人家信主多么喜乐，但是尤其今年当我带一个孩子信主的时候，我里面那个喜乐，我真的不知道怎么形容它。How old were the kids that you led to Christ?
The age that the kids are ranges from about 3 to, I guess, 15.
小的甚至三岁，然后大的到十五岁，我带他们信主。
Yeah, well, it all depends wherever I go. Daycare, apartments,
幼儿园,
black apartments, white apartments.
Yeah, 各种各样人种住的这个公寓，我们就带这些孩子向他们传道。It sounds like hard work for those who never been there.It sounds like a very dangerous place. It sounds like a place that I would not let my child go by themselves. But when you were really in there, what's it like?
When you're in there, it's like you just have a feeling in your heart that God's not going to let you. He's not going to like you know that God's not, he's going to protect you, he's going to keep you if you have something more.
因为我在问他说这些地方啊，尤其像公寓啊，有的时候你会觉得好像很危险，你不会让自己的孩子去。我问他说你去的时候什么感觉，他说我去的时候真的觉得好像主要我们带来这里，主带我们来到这个地方。 And when you see those kids, are you nervous? 你紧张吗？
The only time I'm nervous is maybe if the kids like at first they don't pay attention or they think I'm like
如果小孩子不听课，那我们就有点紧张。
I'm too old or just like ignore me, then
他们就不理我的时候，但我就开始有点紧张。But usually the class is pretty much under control.
Yes, usually, except for Hicks.
一般来说的话都是很好。But actually, that has a lot to do with the skill you learn through the training. Yeah, without the skill, you can imagine you walk up there, try to catch their attention.
It's
very difficult. 就是为什么说需要受训，这个受训里面有很多的技巧。让你知道怎么教小孩，怎么样掌握这个工作的情绪。Now you have your big brother here. You also have three sisters all together at church. Now, do they behave different than what they do at home?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
一家人都在这里，哥哥姐姐弟弟妹妹。那他们在这里是不是比较乖，比在家里面乖 ？Describe to us. You have big family.
Yeah. Think my it was always before, but then twins happened, so now that's fine.
再来个双胞胎，很热闹。
It's like After, before, I said that other people were different at home. Mm-hmm. I also am different.
But他们在家里面不一样，我在家里也不像在外面这么乖。
So homie, you said you know where the level of your siblings, you know where the temple's gonna hit, you know where they could just pass them by. So, but then at church, you can't do anything bad. It's gonna influence your image and God's image. So
yeah，你在家里的时候，你知道哥哥姐姐的脾气，爸爸妈妈的脾气，你就会想办法这个做这个做那个。在外边的话就不一样，我们大家都是弟兄姐妹。 So do you feel like all of a sudden you got more and more sisters and brothers? You're even bigger of a family?
Well, I want my mom to have more kids.
So why your mom
have more kids? I need a little brother. Mm.
So even from a big family, this is a lot of fun for you.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Do you have a most memorable story or anything?
Let me think. Well, the time that me and my friends, me, Jesse, and Kevin, just recently, we made a robot. Then a robot, yes, a robot that transformed into a motorcycle.
我们这几天才造了一个模型玩具，可以从一个机器人变成一个摩托车。
And we just have, like, I don't know if there's any, like, certain moments. It's the whole thing is fun all together to see, like,
我们大家在一起的时候实在是非常非常开心。
Like, normally, imagine you get a pretty, like, it's a personal evangelism. Mm-hmm. You can just evangelize, but then you don't feel it like when you're group. Like
you're
say like
a team, you have brother, comrades, all do it together.
It's like whenever you work out, like let's say you run a mile and then you run around with your friend. It's easier when you run around with a friend because then it's like you're not really running. It's like you're enjoying and you're still doing the work.
但是平常我也可以跟同学传福音，可是我们大家一起在一起同工的时候是非常非常喜乐。Well, that is great. Let me talk to your big brother. Hey, if you guys need to go rehearse, go rehearse. I don't know whether Darlene...
Oh, we're not doing rehearsing here.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're gonna... Okay. Yeah. Now, you're the big brother in the family. How old are you?
I am 19.
You are only 19. Mm-hmm. You look like 29 and older. So you have finished high school. 你十九岁?
Yes, sir. I'm in my third year of college right now.
You're 19, you're already in third year college. You must be very smart, like your dad.
Well, we actually started early because we came from Nigeria. And
So in there, everybody go to college earlier?
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone starts school from an earlier age.
Really?
Yeah, once you're able to read, write, or talk, you can actually just start.
You don't have to wait until 6-year-old go to school in Nigeria?
There's no age limit. You can start whenever.
Really? That's a very good thought. Mm-hmm. Hey, so Nigeria, 上学不要等到六岁，他们三四岁就可以上学。 So what age did you go to school?
Wow, I do not remember. I think my mom said my sister was able to start writing and reading around 2.
So 她说她妈妈说她妹妹大概两岁的时候开始会写。
We started probably around 3 or 4.
所以我们可能三四岁就去上学了。 In other words, you finished high school when you were 15.
Well, I finished high school when I was 16.
How interesting. Mm. What are you studying? Which school, which college are you attending now?
Okay. I was recently, until just recently, studying at Laternal University. I was doing biomedical engineering, but I quickly found out that I don't enjoy math at all. so I sort of, you know, rethought it and asked God what exactly I wanted to do. And then I applied to another university and I got accepted. This time I'm going to be doing computer animation and...
Oh, so I'm going to do computer
animation. I've wanted to do it for a while, but the plan is after getting a college degree, computer animation, I would go into youth ministry is what I want
to play. So I really want to use this technique to help with the work of the young people. Oh, wow, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. How long have you been with Darlene? Also 4 years?
5 years.
5 years.
This year, I'm helping out with the junior missionary training. It's those that are not yet quite old enough to do the CYA teaching.
是，所以今年我在帮助他们做这个小小孩的训练，因为他们年纪不够大，但是他们从小就可以接受这个训练，我就在帮助他们。I
stay here during the day with JT's.
白天的时候我就和 Miss Kathy 在这边教小的小孩。About
30 of them, and we just go over.
大概30个小孩。
Bible verses. We learn Bible stories about missionary story about missionaries. We sing songs. We also. Learn a lot of character qualities that we want the JTs to have.
啊，我们也在教他们很多性格上，建立他们一些好的性格。
And then in the evenings, I go out with the rest of the CYA.
啊，天黑的时候呢，到傍晚的时候，我就和其他的这个青少年就一起出去传道。Do you enjoy teaching little ones?
Yes, actually, I do a lot. At first, it was kind of tiring, but I'm getting used to it.
其实我开头是有点累，但是其实我非常非常的享受跟他们在一起。You're a big guy. You have to bend down for the little one. Yeah, 他个子非常大。
Yeah, but I have a really, I've been told I have a really soft, hardened personality.
Yeah, you are a gentle giant. Now tell us something that is most memorable.Through this year or this summer, that while you're working with Darlene and,
Actually, it was my second year teaching.
其实是我第二年开始教课的时候。
We went to an apartment and we had about 48 kids.
48 kids? 48 kids. 48 kids.
And, well, we gave the Bible lessons and everything. We gave the invitation.
我们教了课，也问他们要不要信主。
And miraculously, aboutAll of them, every single kid in that complex raised
their hands. 所有的孩子都举手愿意信主。
We gave the invitation several other times, like twice or so later, just to make sure everyone knew what we were doing.
然后我们就再问，要确定他们真的是要信主。
And that very day, all 48 kids accepted.
结果那一天48个孩子都信主。
That was amazing.
How do you feel humbled? Do you feel happy? Can you describe it?
I really do feel privileged because、a lot of my peers would not spend their time doing this during the summer. They'd rather go out, you know, to do other things. Meaningful, but not,、mm-hmm. not towards the kingdom. And I'm just glad my mom brought me into this、at a young age.
我问他说当这种事情发生了你什么感觉是觉得非常非常的、卑微神用你你是非常高兴还是怎么样他说他实际上他觉得他是非常的有福气因为他没有去跟他同样年纪的人去外面玩他的父母亲把他放到这样一个活动里面让他可以去服侍主他觉得这真的是他的一个很大的荣幸 That's good、I bet your parents are very proud of you 我相信你的父母亲也以你为荣 Do you have a girlfriend? 有没有女朋友啊你是要讲真话Do you have a girlfriend?
Truthfully? No, that's not on the plan at this point.
我现在还没有计划 but can you tell me, if you're looking for a partner, a wife, now what's the criteria you're looking at? Does he have to be 7 feet tall like you?
Oh, no.
你要找妻子的时候你要找什么样的伴侣来跟你一起
Definitely、shorter than me.
他一定要比我矮一点。How tall are you?
I'm just 6 feet.
6 feet? Are you sure?
Yeah, my brother's actually taller than me.
Oh my goodness. 他说他其实他只有60，他看起来很壮。Okay. What else?
Well, obviously, she would have to be a Christian, you know, love the Lord.
他一定要信一个爱主的基督徒。
And since I'm planning finally on going to youth,She would have to share that same vision.
啊哈，因为我要服侍年轻人，我要在年轻人中间做工，所以我希望她也能够和我有一样的呼召。
After it, she's met all those requirements, and she would, you know, of course, have to have a great personality and laugh at my
jokes. 那这是最基本的要求了。当然，她需要很可爱了，对不对 ？Okay, we'll keep looking for you. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming to the program. Now, the girl sang a song for our audience.Can you do that as well?
Oh. Really? You want to do it?
You mean a chuckle here?
We know it all.
Just sing it.
What are you saying? What? Nothing ever happens in Galilee?
Just sing, go.
Nothing ever happens here in Galilee. Just follow in the footsteps of your family. Be a fisherman like people say you're meant to be.Go down to the boat.
Throw your net in the sea. Take your turn at the oar.
Hoist the sail and the net.
Clean the fish. Cut the bait.
Yada dee, yada dee. Oh, nothing ever happens to me. Nothing ever happens here to me anymore. Every day's exactly like the day before.You're just waiting, but you don't know what you're waiting for.
You know in your soul that there's got to be more. Oh, nothing ever happens to me.
Don't.
Then Jesus came, and all of our lives were changed. He made us fishers of men, fishers of men, sent out to catch them and bring them in, to wake them up, shake them up, teach them truth, and when they're filled with God, filled with God, send them out and then they'll be fishers of men, fishers of men.
Who says nothing ever happens here in Galilee? Oh, these sleepy little villages beside the sea. Comes a man of God to tell us what we're meant to be.
He's loving us, healing us, and setting us free. Oh, finally it's happened to me.
Dun, 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 dun.
He made us fishers of men. Fishers of men. Sent out to catch them and bring them in. To wake them up, shake them up, teach them truth, and when they're filled with God, send them out and then they'll be fishers of men.
Fishers of
fishers of fishers of fishers of men.
听众朋友，很快我们今天的节目时间就过去了，和他们这些孩子在一起呢，不但非常开心，而且觉得自己也跟着年轻起来。您可以想象，这个暑假对他们每一个人来说都过得非常充实有意义。不知道您家里有没有十来岁的孩子，不知道他们今年夏天学到了什么，为什么不考虑明年也让他们加入这个团队来一起服侍主呢？在节目的最后还是要提醒您，别忘了这个星期五到教会参加查经，还有呢，星期六晚上6:30有世外桃源头一次的茶会啊，说是茶会啊，实际上是个餐会，地点在华人基督徒教会，我们可以借着吃晚饭再一起多聊聊。然后呢，我们有诗歌、小提琴、见证啊，比较轻松面的信息讨论。同时您要是要我们福音营的诗歌集、二山子全集，或是以前世外桃源的节目，也都可以借这个机会到华人基督徒教会来拿。我们还特别准备的，从上一个主日开始，在华人基督徒教会主日学，主日早上主日学所用的讲义，这些讲义呢是我们自己写的，专门为了出信的弟兄姐妹，每个月会出一份。您若是来参加这个世外桃源的茶会，我们也会把这个讲义送给您，是对圣经，是对怎么读经或者一些教会问题初步的介绍。查经的内容主要围绕着创世纪和哥林多前书，所以您如果来参加这个茶会，您需要的话，我们也会把这个讲义送给您。华人基督徒教会怎么来，您有好几个办法，上网，我们世外桃源的网站上面就有地图。如果您从唐城来，走 West Belfort 出口，到了 Fry 那个大卖店呢，向右转，过了一个小红绿灯，第二条街再右转就看见了，在您的左前方。您如果从中国城来，那么沿着八号路的边上一直往下开，往南开，穿过59，下一个红绿灯是 West Belfort， 向右转，数左边第四条街转进来就对了。希望您预留时间，这个星期六可以和我们见见面。如果需要接送，请不要客气，打电话给我们，我们会尽量安排。281-561-9747。好了，今天我们节目必须停在这个地方，愿主与您同在，我们明天同一时间节目里再见。
听众朋友，世外桃源节目要暂时和您说再见了。收果子的时候早就尽了，庄稼已经发白，这是一个完全凭信心仰望主的节目。 我们的联络电话是281-561-9747，您也可以留言在世外桃源的网站上 swtychina.com swtychina.com。 99只羊广播电台今天的播音到此结束，让我们下次再会。
我愿做那星星发光来着。